Chapter 22.
I was at war with Damony at that time, and Dina was a much appreciated distraction in between my battles. Poor Dina took my lust as affection, but the truth was, I had none left within me. And yet still she fell in love. She probably fell in love with the idea of me, the champion of the fourth night, the tragic hero who rose up after the death of his family to conquer tyranny, the majestic, unapproachable emperor. As soon as I realized Dina's attachment, I discarded her like a soiled rag and called for another. The last thing I wanted was attachment. My people simply believed that the engagement hadn't worked out. Several girls later, Dina managed to sneak back into the palace, broken and distraught, and she lashed out at me. I fought her off easily, but saw her attack as an attempt on my life, and thus I ordered Dina's execution. Now, as I think back, I can see that she hadn't truly tried to kill me. She was just heartbroken, but that didn't matter to me. From then on, any girl that grew too attached and tried to rejoin my side, disrupting whatever I was doing at the time, was sentenced to the same fate.
Dalin felt tired and sickened. Truly, what he had just done was an unholy way to kill somebody, but it wasn't his first, far from it, and that wretch most certainly deserved it. Besides, Dalin was, if anything, a man of his word. What was that stupid stuff the captain was saying? That he was his son? Ridiculous! Dalin hadn't fathered any children after he had lost his little ones. Oh, he'd had sex, lots of sex, but he had made sure measures were taken to avoid such complications. Dalin looked at Imperius to find it in perfect condition. His legendary sun-forged sword could even resist the touch of Darkstone. "What's that make it?" Dalin said to himself as he cast his mind into his memory. "Ah, that's it. 792. By this time, any last remaining pirates that had been on deck had chosen to jump from the ship to skim down to the surface. They were the lucky ones, for Dalin would have killed them, too. Dalin needed to stop the ships. With no one at the helms, they might crash into something. He walked to the helm of the switchback and disengaged the ship's main driver. Momentum still carried the ship forward, but eventually those harpoons would rip free from the stress, as the Merovin was still in flight, which Dalin didn't want to happen. He quickly jumped over to the Merovin and also disengaged its driver. Now both ships would eventually slow and then stop from wind resistance. Back on the switchback, Dalin kicked down the door that led inside the carrier and dispatched those behind it with lethal effectiveness. His anger had subsided, which made the ugly task a slow dredge of slaughter, for he truly did hate killing people. But these men were loathsome murderers and deserved no mercy, except for the one he had found before with the bright inner light. The rest had barely a glimmer. By now, the pirates were doing their very best to hide from Dalin. He sighed, not being in the mood to dig them out one by one. His light sense could detect them, of course, but it appeared the walls had reduced its range to the point that he could only sense things 5 meters behind other obstructions. Then Dalin suddenly realized he could look for them an easier way. He channeled all his bonds to his ears, focusing on the softest of sounds. He instantly could hear the heartbeats and breaths of every single creature within a kilometer's distance. Light, he could hear the flapping wings of a flock of birds 800 meters from the stern of the ships. Just like when he enhanced his eyes, it was like his mind was also enhanced to comprehend all the new input. He could hear every single thing at once and know of their locations. Interestingly, Dalin could hear a large collection of heartbeats all gathered together back on the Merovin. With these heartbeats were clear and distinct sounds of whimpering and crying, each from a young and feminine voice. "No," Dalin said in disbelief as his anger surged to a far greater degree than the captain had stoked previously. Turning, Dalin marched back to the Merovin. Once on the other ship, Arik pointed to the dead, impaled captain.
That was completely unnecessary, Dalen, Auric bellowed.
Then why didn't you stop me?
I've only just noticed. What with all the pirates dying over there, that man's screams weren't out of...
Dalen cut him off.
That's about to appear tame if I find what I expect.
Auric stopped, his eyes widening slightly through his anger.
What's wrong?
Follow me and you'll find out, Dalen said through gritted teeth.
Dalen kicked down the door, scaring the life out of the Merovan's captain and first mate.
Fire!
The captain said as a man pulled a lever to the housing unit of a warhead. A light-blackened warhead! Channeling all four bonds to his speed, Dalen just managed to dodge the flying warhead, which had been aimed at a slight upward trajectory and flashed by in an instant to disappear outside. A warhead was like a giant shot spike with a melon-sized chunk of splintered iron at its head. It was pushed by a powerful darkstone driver and, when launched, would fly with incredible speed to explode upon impact from the sheer force of the kinetic energy, throwing deadly shrapnel everywhere.
Where under the light did these idiots get a military-grade warhead?
Oh, Light, it's you, the captain said. I thought you were the pirates. Wait a minute. You actually beat them.
Dalen ignored him, as he had a much more serious concern. He walked past the men standing behind the door.
Hey, where are you going?
Dalen continued through the skyship, the captain following with Auric in tow.
Stop! You're not allowed back there,
the captain said, drawing his sword as he reached the cargo holds. A sudden force pushed the captain flat on the side of the hallway and held him firm.
Thank you,
Dalen said to Auric as he broke the lock and opened the door. The light from the hallway illuminated the darkness of the hold. It was the size of a large room and had no source of light within. It was filled with young girls. They had all been very poorly treated. Most were in nightgowns, dirty and tattered, and the others who were in dresses weren't faring any better. The horror and despair in their haunted eyes said it all. These poor young girls had been kidnapped and were on their way to be sold into the underground human trafficking market as sex slaves. It couldn't be anything else.
By the light, no,
Auric said in sincere dismay, and then spoke to the poor girls.
Don't fear, young ones. My name is Lightbringer Auric, and my friend and I are here to help you.
Auric turned to Dalen. He regarded him and spoke softly, but with the most anger Dalen had ever heard in his voice.
I'll stay to help them, and leave you to do what needs to be done.
My pleasure.
Dalen made his way through the crew of the Merovan and methodically killed each one of them. None possessed even the slightest amount of redeeming light. Auric had been right about these men. The hypocrisy wasn't lost on him, either. Here he was, killing men for a truly loathsome crime, and yet he had committed worse. There was just no one there to stop him, or rather those that had the power to stop him took too long to act. That someone so unworthy as he held the blade this time didn't really matter so long as evil was destroyed. Dalen made sure to do his dark work cleanly so that no more blood would stain the ship, snapping necks with enhanced strength and speed. Those poor girls would have seen more than enough horror recently. Of course, that standard didn't apply to the captain. No, the captain of the Merovan received the same treatment as Blackheart himself. They now hung on the pirate's switchback, impaled side by side. It had been horrible, killing man after man, and even a woman here and there. After the first few had tried to fight him, the rest had given up and pled for mercy. Their desperate screams found nothing but death. A better man, like Auric, would have found the task far too distasteful. But Dalen was different, and he had the strength to do what needed to be done when others couldn't. During this time, Dalen also finished cleaning out the pirates from the other ship. Afterward, he grabbed Blackheart's sun-forged sword and took a look in the dead captain's quarters. The room was comfortable enough, but not lavish, scattered with maps, clothes, and other odds and ends. Dalen couldn't find anything that might shed light on who Blackheart really was, found nothing about his past victories, including the poor girl he had linked to his shield, and nothing of his plans for the future. So Dalen left and collected the bodies of the Merovan's crew into one of the unused cargo holds before returning to Arik. Arik was in the middle of treating a girl while summoning light in one hand.
"The ship is safe and clean," Dalen said. "The girls can come out."
Arik sighed and gave Dalen a soft smile.
"Thank you, Dalen."
Arik then helped the young woman he was attending, 16 years old or so, to her feet.
"Come now, child. Come into the light."
Those girls who were faring better helped the others that were still struggling. They swept away tears as they walked into the sun once more, several collapsing to the deck in relief and joy.
"How many?"
Dalen asked Arik in a whisper.
50.
"Were any of them close to turning?"
Arik's reply was laced with disgust.
"Yes. The wretched traitors were fools. It seems they only knew the most basic facts about turning and thought they would be safe giving the girls light at intermediate intervals."
"Well, with a few falls of constant light, they should recover."
"From the turning process, yes. And I can heal the physical injuries. But the emotional scars... Oh, these poor girls. From the looks in their eyes, I can guess many of them have been raped several times already."
Dalen felt sick.
"It was the crew. They do it to break the girls in, so they won't have an emotional collapse once sold to their new owners."
Arik's face quivered with rage.
I just can't understand how people can do things like this."
"I can, and that's why I killed them."
"You killed them? When I said for you to do what needed to be done, I meant for you to capture them to be tried and punished."
"Where they'd be executed anyway, we would hope. Can you imagine if any of them got free? This way we save time. Regardless, I was justified under the law."
"But there were so many, and surely they didn't all resist."
"No. Most surrendered and begged for mercy."
Arik looked horrified.
"And you still killed them?"
"Without hesitation."
Arik was unable to say anything, his face a mask of dismay.
"Did I do wrong in my actions?" Dalen asked. "You think they deserved any better?"
"No. It just troubles me deeply, very deeply, that you're capable of such things."
"Me too. But the ugly truth is there needs to be people like me in the world so those who can't stomach such brutality need not lose their innocence."
"I know. But what under the light have you gone through to make you like this?"
"Arik, I told you. That's none of your business."
Arik stared at him and nodded. He patted Dalen on the shoulder and left to see to the girls, attending them one at a time, healing when needed, but mostly consoling them and letting them cry on his shoulder. Dalen walked to the side of the deck to look out at the sky and land below. The ships had slowed to a stop, and the air was still and quiet. Killing so many in such a short time made Dalen feel dead inside. He knew he would be faced with violence in this new life. Light even went out of his way to look for it, but he hadn't really been expecting to perform a massacre so soon.
"Just another one to add to the list," he thought to himself as his heart broke and he fought back tears.
Such was the tale of his life.
"Thank you,"
a young voice said from Dalen's side.
"Thank you for saving us."
Dalen wiped away a stray tear and turned to see one of the girls. She was a beautiful thing, with big, dark blue eyes and blue hair with streaks of scarlet throughout. Dalen didn't know what to say. His instinct and natural reaction was to berate such a comment. Common decency didn't deserve thanks. But he couldn't bring himself to be so harsh to this poor, pretty creature. She had been through a horror and needed no more negativity.
"It's nothing."
The girl wept as she replied,
"No, it's not. You saved us."
She suddenly dived into Dalen's arms, hugging him as she broke down, crying,
"Thank you. Thank you."
It felt very awkward. When Dalen could bear no more, he gently pried the girl, who must have been around 16, from his side, and told her to see if Arik could help her. She wiped away her tears and smiled at Dalen as she left.
"Oh, Light, she thinks I'm some blackened savior," Dalen thought before looking to the other victims.
Though still distraught, many of them were looking at Dalen with as much gratitude and hero worship in their eyes as the first.
"Why aren't they looking at Arik like that?" Dalen wondered.
Arik looked much more the hero than Dalen's old grumpy scowls. Seriously, if Dalen was completely honest, Arik's youth was far better looking than Dalen's old haggard. Dalen sighed. He still hadn't gotten used to his new appearance. Dalen was 82 years old, and he was used to looking his age. He might not physically feel that old anymore, but mentally he certainly did. Yet to these girls, Dalen would look to be very close in age to many of them, as well as strong and admittedly attractive. A heroic figure if there ever was one, like those only found in romance novels. Dalen sneered at the repulsive image. He had to get away from the attention, so he made his way over to the pirate he had spared. The young man was still tied up. Refreshingly, he looked at Dalen in nearly the exact opposite way the girls had. He'd had a front-row seat to Dalen's treatment of both captains, after all, so to this sorry sod, Dalen might as well have been the herald of night in the flesh.
"If I were going to kill you, I'd have done it by now."
The young boy, maybe 18 or 19, slowly stopped cowering, though he was most certainly still afraid.
What do you want with me?"
he said with a Hamaran accent, which was odd because his messy hair was a deep purple, the common color of the Daishan peoples of Daimini and Delavi. There were a few streaks of green, though, which meant he had some Hamaran blood. He had a square face with handsome features, a strong jaw and sharp, discerning green eyes.
"Why was someone like you with a bunch of pirates?"
"Someone like me?
You're not as bad as the other pirates, not even close. So, how did you become one?"
"Why would you think I'm any better?"
"Are you?"
The boy stared at Dalen for a time before glancing away.
"Yeah, exactly.
So why did you become a pirate?"
"I didn't really have a choice," the boy said rudely. "I grew up in Raidaway. If you don't steal or kill, yeah, you die. It's as simple as that. Joining a pirate crew seemed my only way out of the place."
If this was true, the boy would have lived a very rough life. It wasn't hard to see how he'd ended up where he had.
"Well, you're not a pirate anymore. Try to steal from me, and I'll kill you. Got it?"
"Yeah. So I'm your slave?"
"Exactly. A prisoner slave until I feel it's safe to let you go. Until then, you'll do exactly as I say, or I'll make sure to turn you over to the authorities for piracy. You'll either be executed, or given a nice steel collar, or you'll become a real slave, spending the rest of your life in the mines."
The boy looked at the girls across the deck and, sneering, spat at Dalen's feet.
"I might be a pirate, but I'll never be part of a sex trafficking, you rapist scum!"
Dalen leaned down and backhanded the boy across the jaw with his natural strength, knocking him to his side.
"You're in low light as it is, so don't push it," Dalen said,
and then, enhancing his strength, he hoisted the boy into the air. With his other hand, he grabbed the boy by his cheeks and forced his face to look at the two impaled captains over on the pirate's switchback.
"See the other captain? That's what I do to those who take part in human sex trafficking. I bought passage on this ship, and only discovered what was going on while cutting all your mates to pieces. Now, with everyone else dead, I guess these ships are mine for the time being. So, do you have a problem working for me now?"
The boy mumbled his reply through his squeezed mouth.
"No."
Dalen dropped him back to the deck, and the boy rubbed his face.
"How are you so strong?"
"I eat my vegetables."
"No one becomes that strong naturally."
"You're right," Dalen conceded. "In fact,
With only a thought, I can turn your gut into flesh-eating worms that'll devour you from the inside out. So don't cross me." Interestingly, the boy's face paled, but he did his best to hide it, throwing a disbelieving sneer Dalen's way. He must have wanted to change the subject, judging by his next words.
"They weren't my friends. Blackheart was a bastard and deserved what you did to him."
"Look at that. We've found something we agree on. So what's your name?"
"Sane."
Dalen leaned down and untied Sane's bonds. "You can call me Dalen. Now, Sane, you're going to show me where your crew's hideout is."